Well, hello everyone. I just returned from one heck of an adventure. Last week, I traveled from Houston, Texas to Panama City, and I am not talking about Panama City, Florida. Once I arrived in Panama City, I then journeyed by car completely across the country to the Gulf of Mexico side of Panama, where I boarded a small vessel that transported me out to an awaiting ship. Once on board the ship, that evening we passed through the first Panama Canal locks and entered Gatun Lake. The next morning, we transited the entire Panama Canal all the way to the Pacific Ocean. In this video, I will cover all aspects of that voyage, including scenic shots of the marvel of engineering of the Panama Canal, passing under an amazingly large bridge, taking pilot along the way. In the latter half of this video will be full-length footage of our entire locking process as we entered the Pacific Ocean. I will also include time lapses to speed up the actual dropping of the ship as we went down over 26 meters, nearly 80 feet, to reach the level of the Pacific Ocean in Panama City. Going through the locks was an amazing experience, and I'm very excited to be able to share it with everyone. With that being said, let's get started with the video, starting from the beginning. This is my ride out through the ship. After arriving on board, we didn't actually move to the first set of locks to enter Gatun Lake until well after midnight. Luckily, one of the ship's officers shared the video he captured passing through the locks during the night. While passing through the first three locks, our vessel was raised 80 feet from the level of the Atlantic Ocean to the level of Gatun Lake. The lock is able to be filled in less than 8 minutes per section. I will speed up the video of the actual filling of the lock. Well, this is my cabin on board the ship, and today we are going to be transiting the Panama Canal. I'm currently in Colon, Panama, near Cristobal, and we're going to be traveling through to the Pacific side and coming out in Panama City. And I'm actually on the upper deck, so let's go take a look outside real quick. We have actually just came through the first set of locks, exiting the Gulf of Mexico, and now we are inside Panama in the river, and this is one of the lakes, Lake Gatun, I think it's named. It's a beautiful day here in Panama. Our pilot boat has arrived. We will soon be taking pilot, and we will begin our transit across the Panama Canal to the Pacific Ocean. I'm going to capture him as he climbs up the gangway over here. This is where the pilot will board our vessel. He will guide the captain through the canal. And the pilot is now safely on board. We will be moving very soon. Headed that direction to the west toward the Pacific, going through two sets of locks. Once the pilot was on board the bridge, we had a small delay where we needed to allow another inbound tanker to pass. Then we would pull anchor and proceed to follow. We followed the ship for the entirety of the canal.
It is now lunchtime, and let's see what is for lunch. This is the officer's mess room.
And
typically on this ship, we have a little miniature buffet every day. And today it looks like beef, some sort of chicken. The officers on this vessel are Indian, so typically we have Indian food every single day. But today it looks a little more traditional. I'll be sitting here. I've already made me a plate. This is the officer's mess room on board a 60,000 ton LPG tanker. Later on today, we'll be continuing through the Panama Canal and going through some locks. This is going to be really interesting. During our transit of the Panama Canal, we actually take on multiple pilots during the transit. Each pilot has expertise on different sections of the canal, and this particular pilot will be responsible for managing the locking process and all the line handlers. And as always in video, the height of this bridge cannot totally be appreciated on video, but it is amazingly tall. Even the ship I'm on, we're well over 100 feet above the waterline. And that bridge is so much taller than we are. Up in the distance is the entrance to the Pedro Miguel Lock, which we will be there shortly. And we do have a tugboat already attached, and 14 members of the Panama Canal crew just came on board to help us through the locks. I think we're going to be lifted or lowered three different times. We're going to be lowered over 20 meters. We are now approaching the first of three locks that will drop us down a total of 26 meters to the elevation of the Pacific Ocean. So that gate there will open. We will go into that first holding tank. The water level will rise, and then we will go through two more drops before we reach the ocean level, a total of almost 80 feet. We are surrounded by tugs at the moment, so we are well under control. There's one on the port bow. They have a standby here, one on the stern, and two more on the starboard side. Yes. And that gate in front of us should be opening at any moment now. Once we get inside the lock, I'll take some much more video. And right on schedule, it does look like the lock gate is opening. For some reason, I thought the gate would swing open, but they slide into the dock wall. And nothing happens in a hurry here, which is probably a good thing, because there's a lot of money in play here. The first lock wall is officially open, and we are entering the chamber. The chamber to begin our 26 meter descent to the Pacific Ocean. There's the first chamber. You can barely see the second and third. Each one of those is going to drop us about almost 10 meters. We're going to fill up this entire lock. This is a very large vessel. It's almost done. We are now approximately one third of the way fully into the first lock. That is the lock gate that retracted earlier. And it's going to be very interesting to see once the locks shut, the water level drop. And I have no idea how rapidly it takes place. And I did talk to the first officer, and he said the tug on our stern will be coming into the lock with us. However, that one departed because it was, the ship was too wide for us to both fit.
Oh, look at this.
This shouldn't.
And we are moving at a snail's pace.
But this is a lot of tonnage.
Good mention.
And there is a much closer view of the wall that retracted. That is what closed off the canal to the lock. And once we pass, this will slide back shut, sealing us off from the Gatun Lake. I really don't want to drop my phone right now.
Ted.
The alarms are sounding, and the rear lock wall is now sliding closed.
Okay.
And through the magic of TV, the rear lock walls are almost completely closed.
And I do believe our vessel has now came to a complete stop.
Yes, we are no longer moving.
So
just off our port, we have these retention ponds. I believe they're pumping the water over there and storing it temporarily to keep from wasting water out of the lake. That was recently at historically low levels and almost shut the canal down. But I cannot verify that. That is just my theory. Okay, the gate is now shut. Let the show begin. I am going to try to set my camera up to capture a time lapse of the water level dropping, because I do believe this might be kind of slow. Wow, that water dropped way faster than I ever could have imagined. I did not expect it to drop that fast. We've already dropped down one level, and the forward gate is now opening. We're going to go to lock chamber number two and do another drop before finally doing the third drop, and then we'll be at the Pacific Ocean level. The front lock gate is now open. And the ship has now been placed back into forward gear, and we are moving forward to the second chamber. What a very unique experience. I'm glad to be sharing it with everybody. And like all video, which it's really hard to get the perspective of how far we actually went down during the first locking process. I'll shoot some more video once we get to the third lock. I'm not going to repeat the same thing twice. Once we get past there, we'll be out in the open Pacific. And you can even see part of Panama City off in the distance. I'll be there tonight. I do not believe you get the full appreciation from as high as we were up at the bridge level. So now I've came down to the upper deck. This is the size of the lock wall that we just dropped. Before the drop, we were up there by the yellow, the top yellow piece. So I think we dropped about 25 feet, actually. And this is how large those gates are that slide shut. That's probably 30 feet wide. And there's two of them. So we'll very shortly be entering the second chamber. And I may make another time-lapse video down at this level or at the water level at the stern of the vessel.
Back to it.
So this is what is going on at the stern. We still have the two tugs in the lock with us. This will be a good place to set up another time-lapse. So I am going to actually do it again, but from a different perspective.
Big.
There is a water level view at the rear lock gate closing.
The big side.
I'm gonna set up my time lapse somewhere from the same perspective. And now we drop down. I should be about level with that dock wall. We have now made it to the final and third lock. And we are entering the Pacific Ocean with Panama City in the background. I'll have a boat come out and pick me up in about 2 hours if I'll be in one of the hotels over there. I have a flight back to Houston in the morning. This has been a great trip to Panama, and I'm looking forward to coming back.
Heard until then it goes, couldn't see.
Wasn't it interesting?